Монголын дуу хоолой радио ярьж байна.
The Voice of Mongolia in English is speaking. Сайн байна уу? Welcome to the Voice of Mongolia in English, which comes to you from Ulaanbaatar, the capital city of Mongolia. This half-hour transmission can be heard in Southeast Asia at 900 UTC on 12085 kHz and in Europe at 1530 UTC on 12015 kHz shortwave. You can also visit our website at www.vom.mn/en and listen to an online version of our daily broadcast. Hello, welcome to the Voice of Mongolia in English. I'm your host, Dotun Chimik, and ready to start today's program with the daily news followed by a musical break. After that, the program will be continued with our regular mailbox program, introducing the emails which we have received from our listeners last week. Stay tuned. Here is the news. The EU shares knowledge and experience on geographical indications. The European Union provided training and shared knowledge on geographical indications to Mongolia. The protection of local products named as geographical indications can provide new economic opportunities and support rural development. The EU organized a two-half-day virtual TIEX workshop to provide training on the European Union policy on GIs to Mongolian officials from the Intellectual Property Office of Mongolia, law enforcement bodies, competent ministries, the private sector, and interested stakeholders. TIEX experts from France, Hungary, and Italy shared knowledge and best practices about the role of geographical indications in rural development and in creating marketing opportunities for agricultural products of distinguished quality and good reputation. The presentation focused on the EU legislative framework, the GI application and registration procedures, the role of the producers group, etc. The presentations also included an overview of the control and enforcement of GI rights. Mongolia has several traditional agricultural products with distinguished quality linked to its geographical area of origin, such as the geographical indication. Geographical indications also make a valuable contribution to sustainable rural development as they reflect a strong association between a product and its territorial origin, said Ms. Axel Nikais, Ambassador of the European Union to Mongolia. Largest national entities pledge to plant trees. More than 21 major entities have signed on the certificate as an expression of joining the 1 billion trees nationwide campaign initiated by the President of Mongolia on November the 12th. The 1 billion trees national campaign was launched on October the 10th with an aim to fight against climate change and desertification. The national companies such as Irdnes Tavan Tolgoi JSC, Oyu Tolgoi LLC, Bolt Tumur Iru Gol Company have pledged to plant a total of 608.5 million trees. Minister of Environment and Tourism will collaborate with the entities by providing advice on methods, techniques for planting trees. 1 billion trees nationwide campaign is expected to be implemented in three phases. The first phase of the preparatory phase will be taking place in 2021 to 2024, and the second or the intensification phase will be implemented in 2024 to 2026, while the third or sustainable implementation phase is planned for 2027 to 2030. Bill on legal status of whistleblowers submitted to Parliament Speaker. The first ever bill on the legal status of whistleblowers has been submitted to Parliament Speaker Mr. Zandashatar by Prime Minister of Mongolia Mr. Oyun Irten. One of the four key objectives presented during my speech at the plenary session of the Parliament upon my appointment as the Prime Minister of Mongolia was about establishing justice and online governance. In its framework, the government has been actively working for the last 6 months to combat corruption, check information on white-collar crimes and violations and corruption, create the possibility to control the protection of whistleblowers, abolish the bureaucracy of state servants through developing online governance. Improving the legal environment to combat corruption is one of the key areas of our task. Transparency International Organization urged the country to create a favorable legal environment for anti-corruption. In connection, the bill was drafted by the government, said Prime Minister Oyun Irten. The bill was formulated to create a legal enactment to protect whistleblowers who criticized, reported, and exposed activities of public and private entities from any harassment and prevent them from becoming victims of crime and revenge. With 5 chapters and 22 articles, the bill regulates the relations related to protecting whistleblowers who reported for the sake of public interest, reward, and prevent any actions that may worsen their legal status. Inspire 2021 eUmungov Technology Days start. The Inspire 2021 eUmungov Technology Program, which will be held for 5 days, opened today in Dalanjatra city of Umungov province. Improving the e-government system, strengthening the e-infrastructure, creating a favorable business environment in the information and communication sector, training highly skilled information technology engineers and technicians, defining and implementing policies with sustainable and effective local participation in the development of the sector. E-education for many activities aimed at increasing and supporting e-learning are included in the 2021 annual plan of the Umungov program. During Inspire 2021 eUmungov Technology Days, eTransition for Everyone event, eEmployee training, Taking Business to the Next Level meeting, Expansive Professions and the Future event for children, parents, and teachers interested in information technology, Active Directory and Information Security Certification Training for Umungov Province IT Specialists, Orientation of Students to Career Choice Training for Teachers and Meetings with Administrative Units, Departments and Organizations. AIBA President proposes to hold international tournament in Mongolia. On November the 12th, President of Mongolia Mr. Khursuk received International Boxing Association's or AIBA delegation led by President Umur Krimliev. Mr. Krimliev expressed the proposal to hold a major international boxing tournament in Mongolia and open a boxing academy in the country. He noted that AIBA plans to implement a number of joint projects and programs with the Mongolian Boxing Federation. President Mr. Khursuk said that he would support any initiative which would develop boxing, one of the top four sports in Mongolia. During his one-day visit to the country, the AIBA president met with athletes, trainers, and coaches of the national team, as well as juniors training in boxing. That's all for today's daily news. Now let's have a musical break.
Yeah.
Welcome back here with Voice of Mongolia Radio. And now let's get started today's brand new episode of the Mailbox program. Here I have around 10 emails to review and hope you enjoy it. Well, the first email is from Angel Jose Linarda from Argentina. He listened to us on October the 24th and November the 1st at 900 to 930 UTC on 12085 kHz. He remarked the CMPO code as 34333 on 21st of October program and 34233 on 1st of November program. Okay, thank you for your reception report. The next email is from Pradeep Chandra Kundu from India. He listened to us on November the 8th mailbox program at 1530 to 1600 UTC on 12015 kHz. He then mentioned some program details and wrote his impression, so let me read it. Dear friends, warm greetings from Tripura, the remote northeast state of India. Hope you all are keeping well. I'm writing to you after a long time. Actually, I listen to your program almost regularly, but can't manage to write frequently. However, Mongolia is always one of my most favorite countries, and I always like to keep in touch with you. At 1530 UTC, after opening announcement, program started with English news bulletin by a female reader. Musical break followed with a beautiful song, weekly mailbox program with emails from listeners. Reply was given nicely by a lady host. Started with email from Shivendra Paul of India and finished with Jayanta Chakrabarty of India. In between, reply was given to many listeners from Germany, Brazil, Philippines, and also to Anand Mohan Bain from India. Alright, thank you for your detailed reception report. Hope you keep writing more reports, Mr. Pradeep Kundu. Okay, the next email that I'm gonna introduce is from Bruce Lee from Australia. He listened to us on November the 9th at 900 to 930 UTC on 12085 kHz. The CIMPO code as it rated is all 4, which means the signal was pretty good on that day. And now let me continue reading the rest of his email. Dear Autonchimik, I hope everything has been going well recently. I'm a shortwave enthusiast and live in Australia. It was my pleasure to monitor Voice of Mongolia again. I would like to submit my reception report to you. I am very interested in the medicinal plan. Due to the lockdown and restrictions all over the world, we have less opportunity to do exercise outside, and staying at home for a long time makes us get fatter. Maintaining a normal weight is very important for us. I hope my reception report is of use to you. If the details are correct, please verify with the Kuzel card. If possible, a paper card is more appreciated. Alright, first of all, thank you for your reception report and the comment. Unfortunately, the postal service in Mongolia is still not working normally, so we are unable to send a paper card to our listeners, and hope you understand the situation due to the pandemic. Well, our Indian regular listener Ratan Kumar Paul sent us the next email. He listened to us on November the 1st at 1300 to 1330 UTC on 605 kHz. The CIMPO code as it rated is all 4, and he also attached the audio file as usual. Then he asked a question, and the question is, who was the first president of Mongolia? Okay, thank you for your regular reports, Mr. Ratan Kumar Paul, and here is the answer to your question. Mr. Ponsalma Ochurbat is the first president of Mongolia, elected in 1993 from presidential election of Mongolia, according to Constitution of Mongolia, adopted in 1992. Alright, let me read the next email. This is from Alfred Albrecht from Germany. He sent us two emails, and in his first email, he sent a reception report of November the 5th program. He listened to us on that day at 1300 to 1330 UTC on 605 kHz. The CMPO code is 44333. In his next email, he wrote that he listened to the November the 8th program at 1300 to 1330 UTC on 605 kHz also. About the CMPO code, he rated it as all 4, which means good. And in both of his emails, he wrote some program details. So thank you, Mr. Alfred Albrecht, for sending reports. Now I'm going to review the next email. It is from John Jurassic from United States, and let me read the whole text. Dear Voice of Mongolia, I'm listening to your transmission on 12085 kHz shortwave at 900 UTC Wednesday, the 10th of November, 2021. I listened until 930 UTC. Reception directly at my location in the United States is impossible under any circumstance. However, I still wanted to listen to your radio station, so I received this transmission on an online SDR receiver located in Taiwan. On this receiver, reception was good with periodic fading and slight interference from a station on 12080 kHz. Still, the audio was perfectly understandable. In terms of program details, the broadcast began at 900 UTC with the interval signal and an introduction by a female announcer. The news was heard at 902 UTC with several stories, including a report that restrictions in Mongolia will be lowered slightly if more individuals get vaccinated. The Minister of Foreign Affairs visited Qatar, relations were discussed, and cooperation between the two nations for development was discussed as well. Information was exchanged between officials to discuss the establishment of a direct flight between Mongolia and the United States. The news concluded at 911 UTC and a musical break followed with an easy listening Mongolian musical selection. The main feature was heard at 917 UTC, which discussed the gear and its significance, as well as the craftsmanship and construction thereof. It was fascinating to learn about the process behind the construction of the gear, as well as the importance and significance it has to the community. Traditional craftsmanship of the Mongolian gear was included in the representative list of the Intangible Cultural Heritage of Humanity by UNESCO. Another musical selection was heard at 925 UTC. This tune seemed rather contemporary. At 929 UTC, an announcement with broadcast times, frequencies, and contact information was heard. Thank you for the wonderful English broadcasts. I especially enjoyed learning about gear, and I found that program to be extremely informative. I also enjoyed hearing the news from Mongolia. I follow current events and geopolitics, and one of the reasons I listen to shortwave radio is to hear news and insight from various countries around the world, especially those which are not often discussed in media here in the United States. I will be listening again, hopefully regularly. Wow, thank you very much for your detailed reception report. We hope that we will read more new reports like this, and whenever the postal service works normally, we will immediately send you the Kuzel verification card for your reception reports. Please keep listening to us. Okay, the next email is from Anant Mohan Bain from India. He tuned in to the 10th of November broadcast at 1300 to 1330 UTC on 605 kHz. The CMPO code as he rated is all 4, and he also attached the audio file in his email. And then he mentioned that he wants to get a Kuzel card. Well, thank you very much for your regular report. And about the Kuzel card, we are doing the eKuzel card as you wanted, but it hasn't finished yet. And our social team is still working on it, and whenever they finish, we'll send it to our regular listeners. Alright, Shivendra Paul from India sent us the next email, and let me read it. Greetings from India, I'm Shivendra Paul, West Bengal, India's regular listener, Voice of Mongolia. On the 1st, 2nd, 3rd, and 4th of November, I listened to your programs. The 1st of November was a popular mailbox program. It is the most popular program of Voice of Mongolia. Thank you for reading my email letter in the last mailbox program. The 2nd of November was talk about Mongolian medicinal plants. The 3rd of November talks about Mongolian natural fruits and nuts. On 4th of November, I listened to the Cultural Heritage of Mongolia series program. The entire program was very useful and interesting. I want to know the use of artificial intelligence in Mongolian agriculture, transport trafficking systems, education, and different sectors. How many popular robots or robotic works in Mongolia? I love the Voice of Mongolia radio station. Okay, first of all, thank you for your reports. About the question you've asked, let me answer it briefly. On September the 26th in 2019, at the exhibition Science, Technology and Innovation 2019, for the first time presented the reception robot invented by Mongolian scientists and researchers. This robot has a touch screen, a customer information system in Mongolian, and also feels the approach of a person. And there is no more information about this robot, but let me share some facts. The Asia-Pacific Broadcasting Association, or ABU, and the Mongolian National Broadcasting Television has successfully organized the 18th ABU Robocon 2019 competition for the first time in Mongolia under the auspices of the Prime Minister of Mongolia during the August 25th at the Boyin Doha Sports Complex. And on September the 30th in 2018, the Liaoning Office of Japan's COSEN, National Institute of Technology in Mongolia, in collaboration with the Creative Future of Mongolia NGO, organized a Robocon workshop themed My First Robot 3 at the Ulaanbaatar City Public Library. Participant children of the workshop made robots by themselves. The event was held for the third time under the program Creative Future of Mongolia, Let's Learn Technology. And the previous workshop taught how to make self-moving sensor-based robots. Three workshops involved over 150 children from secondary schools. Well, I have answered your question, Mr. Shivanda Paul, and hope you enjoy it. Okay, the last email is from Divan Rafiqul Islam from Bangladesh. He listened to us on November the 12th at 900 to 930 UTC at 12085 kHz. The CMPO code is all three, and let me read what he wrote more. Dear sir, I am happy with your station's new frequency schedule, but in fact, the reception condition was never good during this time. Especially, I felt that noise and fading, which are serious issues for me. Look forward to your answers. God bless and take care of yourself. Okay, thank you for your report. We will tell this problem to our technical team and hope you keep listening to us. Alright, we have finished introducing the emails, so here I'm ready to wrap up today's Mailbox program. Hope you enjoyed it and thank you for all the listeners who always send the reception reports. Have a nice week ahead and goodbye.
That's the end of the program, which comes to you from Ulaanbaatar, Mongolia. The Voice of Mongolia provides half-hour transmission to Southeast Asia at 900 UTC on 12085 kHz and in Europe at 1530 UTC on 12015 kHz shortwave. Your letters and emails are most welcome with your feedbacks and detailed reception report. Please send them to English Section, The Voice of Mongolia, CPO Box 365, Ulaanbaatar 13, Mongolia, Or you can send us an email to vom_en@yahoo.com. Thank you for listening. Bye-bye.